Venezuela,
Venezuela,
The U.S. government is in the process of engineering a political and perhaps military coup in Venezuela. Much of the mainstream corporate press, including NPR, as well as the leadership of the Democratic Party, have joined Donald Trump in terming the recent elections in Venezuela fraudulent. U.S. officials have prompted a Venezuelan politician who didn't even run in the presidential election to declare himself president after meeting with U.S. officials, including Vice President Pence.
The opposition in Venezuela, you take a look, they're always the wealthy and the whitest, the descendants of the colonizers, the descendants of landlords.
Here at home, protesters began taking to the streets in support of the actual president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, who'd won the popular vote in an election last year that former U.S. President Jimmy Carter called the best in the world.
I want to welcome out our first speaker from the G-Rebels, Ariella. We wanted to get a group of people here to say, Yankees out of Venezuela!
Hands up, Venezuela!
Hands up, Venezuela!
Venezuela has developed a fully automated touchscreen voting system, which now uses thumbprint recognition technology and prints a receipt to confirm voters' choices. 150 international observers from over 30 countries noted the advanced nature of the election system and validated the results.
We are here to stand with Maduro, the democratically elected president of Venezuela. We're standing up against the imperialism of the United States. We, as organists, as activists, as leftists, as colonized, displaced people living in the United States, have a duty living in the belly of the beast to stand up to imperialism, to extend our solidarity to all colonized nations, to fight from inside of the belly of the beast and say no more imperialism.
President Maduro also has fought off agribusiness by banning genetically modified agriculture and the privatizing of seeds, protecting indigenous food knowledge from corporate capture, and, in the words of Kevin Zeese, an attorney in Baltimore who publishes the journal Popular Resistance, seeks to create a democratic food system. In New York City Saturday, activists gathered at Union Square, where speaker after speaker noted that Venezuela holds the largest reserves of oil, more than any other country in the world, including U.S. ally and friend Saudi Arabia.
My name is Kayla Kireva. My family is from Peru. Andean people were native and African descent. So one of the first people that are always attacked by these right-wing governments in Latin America and in the United States. We organized the event because we feel very deeply about it. We are people that are living in the United States because of the results of the United States intervention in Latin America and our respective home countries. So Ariela is from Honduras, my family's from Peru. So the product of U.S. intervention in Peru is the reason why my family's here, which is the reason why I come out and try to, you know, say, listen, we need to get out of Latin America altogether and stay out of Venezuela because it's just going to be a repetition. They put in a fascist, they put in Pinochet in Chile. And killing, the indigenous native people, the Mapuche, or look at Bolsonaro right now, targeting the indigenous people in the Amazons. That is what they do. They put in colonizers. It's just a recycling of colonizers over and over again to suppress, to plunder, to steal from the native and black people of those respective countries. I'm still a student, but you know, I still have two jobs. I'm a worker, too. I go to LaGuardia Community College. When we saw all this was going down on January 23rd, literally, they were saying, oh, look, the Venezuelan opposition's going to march today. Like, no, what was going down was it was a march to, like, commemorate the January 23rd uprising of the Chavistas. The Chavistas were calling this. It was Mike Pence who called the opposition. Mike Pence called these actions, these protests of the opposition in Venezuela. So me and the other folks were just sitting in their living room, and I was like, y'all, we should do like an emergency action or whatever. So we just like made a Facebook page and started hitting people up.
My name is Sonia Fayalo. I've been here for over 36 years. I came here because of the dictatorships that were imposing my country. What's happening in Venezuela is a class war. The Venezuelan elite does not stand, that the president from Venezuela is a man of the people. He's not an elite. And they also hate Hugo Chavez until today, even though he's dead. They cannot stand that he gave the poor people visibility. Hugo Chavez gave them decent homes, apartments, medicine, food. You can say right now that the country is going hungry, but do not forget that the blockade and the sanctions against the government didn't start now. They have started for a long time. It's like tying somebody's hands and throwing them in the water to swim. You will sink, and people will look at it as a failure. Socialism is not a failure. Give it a chance. Venezuela is not a socialist country yet because socialism has been attacked just to make it look like a failure of a type of government, which is not. Socialism is not evil. Socialism is what's going to save us. And socialism is humanism and is love. The people of the United States have nothing to do with the government of the United States. When Nicolás Maduro or Hugo Chávez said, go home, Yankees de mierda, he meant the government, not the people. I know we have problems. We cannot deny it. But we are not asking to get anything for free. We have the money to buy it. We have the money to buy medicines. We have the money to buy food. We have the money to buy everything. It is true that we are not in good shape, but please find out the reason why we are not in good shape. There is food, but it's expensive because the speculators have really done a good job in there. And of course, it's supported by the opposition. 80% of the industries are owned by the people that oppose. They oppose Chavez and now they oppose Maduro.
Of her beautiful smile will haunt me and taunt me for many a mile. For she was my gal and she did the while to pass away the time in Venezuela.
To Mitchell pass Cohen, away VAI Radio,
the time in Venezuela.